I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to bring this train to the station.
Thank God.
Thanks for riding along. We've been talking about a lot of things, maybe not too much for the beginner, but trying to just relate to all of you that there's lots of things you can try that aren't that hard, that you can get a great result from your grill if you're just getting started. We realize a lot of you are probably just this time of year pulling your grills out of your garage or your barn out back, because you put them away for the winter. We won't clip your man card because your spring's coming. But so let's talk a little bit about probably the, other than a burger or a hot dog, the most common thing that gets grilled is like pork, right? I think in a pork chop, a pork steak, a pork loin, all of those things. The reason, two reasons. One is they're readily available, and two is they're not the most expensive cut of meat in the butcher shop. So you people tend to gravitate to that if you got a lot of people to feed.
And they're killing all the chickens.
Yeah, right. Well, they have, I guess, man. Yeah, whatever. We won't talk about eggs.
Oh, that's why it was so fun picking those chicks up for my son. It's like in 6-7 weeks, he's going to have eggs.
Oh, maybe not quite that quick.
But I think it is. They grow like weeds.
Right, like chicks, man. Yeah.
So back several decades ago, I was selling grills, right? And I had my first exposure to Primo. And I went to an event where George, the founder and owner of Primo, a wonderful man, he was Greek, a Greek-American, and he built up a company that was tremendous. I still, to this day, love Primo. But he, for a group of us, he cooked us pork loin.
Okay.
On his Primo. With an offset plate.
This is the one that's the size of a softball, not the one that's size of
the diameter
like a tennis
of it.
Ball.
Yeah, pork loin.
Right.
Is the center of a pork chop.
Right, right, and it's going to be about the size of a softball. Where there's a tenderloin, which is about the size of a tennis ball.
Now you can get pork loin with the bone in.
Right.
Whichever you prefer.
Crown roast, they call
whichever
that.
Whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
So George smoked. There was a group of us. We went to this event to look at product to see if we wanted to be dealers. And he was just such a wonderful person that, you know, I couldn't stay away from hanging out with him at the smoker and talking about all these things he's done. But he pulled that loin off the smoker and let it rest, which you should do. I would tell you to actually wrap it up in butcher paper for a half an hour and let it rest properly. Because that's a piece of meat you really want your fluids to slow down on. So I'm saying he brought that to 145 in the center. Again, use a thermopen in the center. So you got a 5-inch diameter maybe. You're 2.5 inches in. Put your probe 2.5 inches in. If it says 145, pull it. That's all you need
Take
for pork.
Take it off the smoker.
That's all
that's
you need
means
for pork.
Pull it. Yeah.
Yep. It's all you need. And then wrap it up and park it.
Right.
And you can actually, you can make that in advance, and you can throw it in a cooler, with just a dry cooler, and let it sit in there and slowly park and redistribute those juices, or you can set it on your butcher top, and wrap it and let it cool down a little bit so you can serve it quicker. Either way, he cut us all these nice big 1.5-inch chops, and I am a pig. Right, I could not wait to cut into that thing because I'm a seagull now. It's free food, right?
Right.
Swarming around the grill just like all those people that annoy you when you're at events.
Right.
That was me. And I could not wait to put my fork and knife into that thing. And I cut it, and I cut a big, beautiful piece, put it in my mouth, and I started chewing. And I, at that time, probably didn't know what a smoke ring was. And I'm chewing this, and I'm looking at this man in this grill, and I'm going, I'm doing this. I am doing this. This is magic. This yep. is magic. And I remember saying to him, I was like a groupie, like a starstruck teenager. You know, I was like, how did you get that smoky flavor all through the meat? And he just laughed, and he goes, that's what we do.
Yeah. So
Steph, that's the magic of a Kamado if you use it properly.
Okay, so maybe all of you have heard of more Primo is a brand, a very good brand.
The American-made brand.
There's another one out there called Big Green Egg. This is what Bob's talking about.
Yeah, Kamado Joe.
They're ceramic grilling chambers that are based off charcoal. And you can use briquettes, but it doesn't work nearly as well as if you use lump charcoal.
It's an Asian style of cooking. Air Force guys brought them back with them from Japan in the 60s when they were rotating.
Yeah.
And they brought these things back to America, and everybody's going, holy cow, they were just made out of clay. And some bright boy who started Big Green Egg in America at the time he was making them decided to try it with ceramic clay. That made it way better.
Right.
It didn't crack as easily, and it held the heat better. So that's how this thing evolved, Big Green Egg, and then Primo. Now you've got all kinds of Chinese knockoffs like Kamado Joe and Sapphire and all these things. They're all pretty good. Primo is still the best. It's still made in Atlanta and in Georgia, and it's an all-American company. And they're distributed by the people that make Empire Products and all these great products out of Rockford, Illinois.
So regardless of the industry track and how it gets to your store, we're saying that a ceramic grill is, if you can get your second grill, your first one's always a gas grill, it seems, but if you can get your second grill and you get one of these Kamado grills, regardless of the brand, they all work really, really well, but they're designed to be more of a smoker than they are a grill. And this is where Bob's talking about.
Well,
is
nope, time out. I would beg to differ. In my opinion, and in their advertising, they actually say it's a smoker and a grill. So it actually has dual use. So you do get the grill out of it, because some people aren't going to buy a Kamado cooker and then buy a charcoal grill. You've already got a charcoal grill. So if you want to grill some steaks on charcoal, you've done it a million times on your Big Green Egg.
No, I've done it about a dozen times because I don't like the way it cooks. Because you've got to have the big one in order to get the offset heat, because that Kamado grabs way too much air with the lid open when you're grilling.
Well,
and your charcoal gets super hot.
That again,
so you got to use little bits of charcoal and it's to me, it's just not an efficient.
You're just having a flashback to when you put too much fuel in it.
Well, I've done that, and that's what this show is supposed to be about, beginners, and we'll go there because it happened, and I put too much, and I opened it up, and the thing, it gobbled air.
I wasn't trying to blew up hot on me. Yeah, I wasn't trying to redirect the conversation.
But it's not my favorite charcoal grill.
But I'm just saying,
it's a great smoker.
It is a grill and a smoker. You can do it either way. And if you're going to grill on it, you have to use smaller amounts of charcoal because it's that efficient. That's all. So regardless, if you're going to try a pork loin on a smoker, you can do that. But another easier piece to do is a tenderloin. Why is it easier? Because it's so small and it's a little fattier. A loin has a very lean center.
Right.
And that's why I tell you to park it, because you can dry those out really easily if you're not careful. You don't want to cut right into a fresh roasted pork loin, you know, because you're going to let all your fluids out.
Right.
And your seconds are going to be dry.
Yeah. Yep, they are. So,
but a pork loin is that skinny one. You find them in the supermarket or in your butcher case, pre-marinated a lot of times.
Right.
And that's not a bad way to start, because it is a piece that needs a little help on the flavor. I find them boring.
Right. I do too, unless they're marinated. You can do it on your own, or you can buy them pre-marinated.
Yeah.
You've seen them. They're about the size of two hot dog bones end to end.
Looks like two giant hot dogs in some fluid.
Right. So they're packed up. They're $4.99, $5.99 a pound or whatever, so it's a little more money, but they're very good, but they need flavor. They need to be marinated in something to give them some flavor, because it's a very lean piece of meat, and it can dry out. But again, cook it slow, offset. That's what smoking is. It's not directly over the heat. It's beside the heat. And then you'll get it to your doneness, and it'll be fantastic.
So if you do have one of these Kamado cookers, you can do it offset, but they have a plate that you put on top that looks like a ceramic pizza plate, and you put that at a certain level underneath your grate. That forces all the heat out and around it, and it's dome-shaped, so it circulates that smoke and heat. And it's actually a pretty nice way to cook your food.
Right.
You use your offset plate.
I use it all the time.
Yeah.
I think the term that Big Green Egg uses is called a plate setter.
Yep.
But all it is a shield between the direct heat and the grate where your product is sitting.
So you said don't worry about distribution, but the Primo is not going to have tariffs on it.
Yeah. And the Primo, seriousness, the Primo has more grilling surface than a Big Green Egg.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's oval. It's not round. Anything you put on the grill generally isn't round.
Yeah, well,
so oval works better.
You've been listening to the grilling guys. We're all over the place, but it's nothing unusual for us.
All right. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.